I'm not supposed to be here, but I can't tear myself away. I'm mesmerized, watching the red deer graze with her fawn close beside her. The smaller creature balances on spindly legs and tries to nurse. The hind ignores it and continues tearing into the grass. Tiny insects buzz near my eyes and land on my neck, but I don't slap them. The doe lifts her head. Bits of grass cling to her mouth. Does she smell me? I hold my breath. Don't run away. After a moment, the hind returns to her meal. I can't hold my breath anymore. My exhale makes a small whooshing sound, but the doe doesn't notice. I shouldn't be here. I'm supposed to be in the Queen's Hall helping my mother. I roll onto my back and squint at the sun until clouds move in front of it. Someone calls me. The voice gets louder as it nears my hiding place. The doe lifts her head again, whirls, and leaps into the bush, her fawn trying to keep up.
Hilde!
The voice shrieks. I push myself up, brush off my clothes, and turn around. I see that it's one of the shepherd boys. He's tall for his age, with light matted hair. His voice hasn't cracked yet. If you're going to call for me, you should say my name properly. It's Hildeberg, as you well know.
I wouldn't have to say it at all if you didn't run off so often. Your sister's looking for you.
I jump up and tweak the boy's cap. He straightens it, exasperated.
I've enough to do without running after you, he whines. What were you doing?
I glance back at the open grass.
Watching. Aren't you a bit old for that?
I pout.
What would you know about it? All you do is take the sheep out.
I stamp my foot. The lad gives me a quizzical look and starts walking.
You can't walk ahead of me,
I stammer.
I'm a princess. Then stop acting like a dairymaid. I must see to my dogs. I have to go back to the pasture tomorrow, and my lead dog has a limp. If you're so busy, why did you come for me?
Hereswid sent me. I smile. The boy is afraid of my sister. When I catch up to him, he hands me a sprig of rosemary, the aromatic herb of remembrance and death. Despite the bright sunshine, the Queen's Hall is dim. Smoke swirls around the cauldron, lingering over the central fire before wending its way out through the roof. I spot Hereswid. She is fingering her amber beads in the far corner.
Where's Mother?
My sister raises her head. More to the point, where were you? Lying in the grass again?
What makes you say that?
It's all over your sleeves. You could at least brush it off before you come in. I look down at the bits of soil and grass still clustered at my elbows and wrists. I brushed my tunic but forgot my sleeves.
Did you want me for something?
Hereswid shakes her head in disgust. I have important news. Our uncle, the king, has given us a great honor.
How can he give us honor when he has none?
I wince as the words fly out of my mouth. When will I learn to hold my tongue?